Welcome to episode 182 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Now, those of you who follow my activities regularly will know that it's been a really hectic time recently. What with the post-Goodwood work and then the ongoing activities, I've barely stopped. In this week's show then, I'm taking a moment to bring you up to speed and address a number of points which have been on my mind recently. There are also a few teasers in here about upcoming developments for the Active Photographer website. So, here we go then. Welcome, one and all, to the Active Photographer, episode 182. It's just after 1:30 in the afternoon, and I am sat in my office. It's a Saturday as I record this, and as is quite often the case, I'm hard at work because I have rather a lot to do. I have a cup of tea by my side, no surprise there. Tea is what pushes the great British workforce to carry on working through the weekend. Anyway, what I am going to be talking about today is, as I say, just a bit of an overview, a reflection on the last few weeks. It has been a really, really busy time, one way or another, both professionally and personally. And a lot of the stuff that I've been doing recently, if you've listened to the podcast over the last couple of episodes, has been to do with the Goodwood Festival of Speed. Now, we are now a few weeks down the line after the event, and only in this past week or so have I really sort of just about rounded off my various activities. There are a couple of things still just sort of hanging over, things like filing invoices or chasing leads or waiting to hear back from people and what have you. But the main activity there after the event, obviously the picture editing, the supply of pictures, the putting together my feature articles for various magazines and what have you, that's all pretty much done and dusted. Now, like I say, that was kind of all-encompassing for a while. I tend to go sort of onto autopilot, which is fine. I have to be very careful that I don't overdo it. And I've probably touched on this in the past. When you work so hard, and I'm not saying this to show off, big myself up or anything like that, but I do work hard. When you do work hard, it's very easy, and I'm sure a lot of you do the same thing, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is very easy to sort of forget about thinking about you. And in the past, over the last 13 years, 14 years, something like that, there have been a handful of times, maybe 3 or 4 times, where I have been so busy pushing hard, meeting deadlines, networking, arranging meetings, just generally rushing around, that I've got to the point that almost without realizing, it's kind of on the fringes of exhaustion. And I don't mind telling you, this past week or two, I got to a point where I just wasn't feeling quite right. I had the sort of feelings where I felt as though it felt like I do when I've been up, say, all night, or if I've sort of been working till 2-3 in the morning and I've only had 2 or 3 hours sleep. And I was kind of sat there one morning and I was thinking, I don't quite feel right. I'm just going to have to pause this. I'll be back in just a second. I've just heard a notification come through on my phone. I must just jump on that because it's likely to be something important. So bear with me 1 second. Okay, where was I? there you go. This is absolutely typical of of the way things have been for a good few weeks, you know, trying to get on with things, whether it's recording a podcast or taking notes or editing or whatever. There are so many things that happen. But I think I was talking about, you know, at one point in the last few weeks, I was aware I wasn't feeling quite right. And I thought, you know, something's not quite as it should be. Anyway, I'll save you a few of the details. But I sat there and I thought, what is it that, you know, what am I trying to say? I was thinking, have I felt like this before? You know, because if you've got a frame of reference, you're kind of better informed to, rather than panic because there was stuff going on, I was thinking, oh, this is maybe not ideal. I was thinking, have I felt like this before? And the last time or times that I felt like this is when I'd been pushing so hard that it was this point where I thought, do you know what? I have really got to just stop or slow down just for a couple of days, 2 or 3 days, just to get myself back on track. And you guys may have noticed that there hasn't been a podcast over the last couple of weeks, I believe. And I'll be honest, that is the reason. Now, I've been able to do other things. I've put stuff out on the website and I've kept on with things. But there were a number of days where I just had to stop for my own health just to kind of, you know, take stock of what was going on. So once I got over that, it was just back on that treadmill, just pushing hard. And, you know, I just got the Goodwood stuff out the way. And, you know, there's emails back and forth and sort of contacting people and arranging stuff. And all of a sudden, I'd been in contact or in correspondence with someone that I write for quite regularly. And all of a sudden, I get confirmation on 4 articles, which are all, they are going to average out to be around about 1,000 to 1,200 words. So not huge, but they're quite technical in their nature. And the deadline for those, all of them, as I record this, is about a week, 10 days, which is kind of okay. I wouldn't take it on and agree to the time frame if I knew or thought I couldn't do it. And they have actually, without me saying anything, the guys there have actually said, look, if you need a bit longer, that's fine. Just submit them as you go. Don't worry about saving them all up, doing them all in one go and submitting them, because this is kind of the precursor maybe to some a series. These are kind of related, but they're individual articles. But then there will be sort of a series of articles, sort of part 1, 2, 3, 4, that sort of thing. So that in itself wouldn't normally be such a an issue, should we say, if it wasn't the fact that I have got rather a lot sort of coming up over the next few weeks. I won't give you specific details. Let's just say I have writing, photography, public speaking, meetings. And then aside from that, there is stuff to do with the active photographer specifically that I need to get in place. So I am living out of a world of lists at the moment, as you can imagine. I've got in front of me here, and this is the only way that I can do it, is, you know, you can talk about things like Evernote. I use Evernote, which is a great productivity tool. It allows you to save notes and pictures and documents and all this sort of thing. It's really good. It's got the app, you've got the desktop version and all the rest of it. But I'm still, a lot of you will know, I'm still quite traditional in my approach. So in front of me here, I have got a series of bits of paper, nothing special, just with handwritten notes. on this, that, and the other. I also have in my office a whiteboard, just a traditional magnetic whiteboard, which I've been using this past week, which is about 6 by 4 foot, something like that. So it's quite big. I had to kind of wipe that clean, quite literally wipe that clean. And the thing that's on there at the moment is the fact that I am re-evaluating the Active Photographer website, because things have kind of moved along. There's stuff that needs updating. There's activities that I'm doing now, which I wasn't maybe in the part, like, say, a year ago, or even 6 months ago. And so one of my bits of paper here is a sheet which is, you know, just reviewing what is at the core of the Active Photographer. You guys that know the site and follow the podcast, you know that it's all about, you know, it's behind the scenes of what I do, but it's essentially offering advice for learning, educating, pushing your photography forward, photography, the outdoors, and what have you. But at the center of all that is this idea that it's, oh, bear with me, there's the phone. Well, there you go. I don't believe this. What was I saying? Why is it so busy on a Saturday? This should be a quieter day for me. Anyway, so I've got this sheet here, which is just a kind of a brain dump, mind map, whatever you want to call it, thinking about the Active Photographer, the fact that it is all about helping you guys, educating you about photography, the outdoors, centered around my activities and all the rest of it. Now, because of my schedule over the next few weeks, I have got deadlines in sort of roughly speaking 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, various things that I have to complete, submit. Some of those are set by other people. Some of them are self-imposed. but it's all very important. So one of the things that I've got here, and this is kind of just a sort of a general point, I guess, because a lot of you might be in the position where you're looking to make the jump to professional photography or semi-professional, and you're not quite sure how you can fit the photography around your existing lifestyle, whether it's a full or part-time job, or the fact that you're, I don't know, not at home most of the week, or you've only got weekends, or you've only got half a day every other day to work on it, or what have you. What I find is, from time to time, because my life is, my day-to-day existence through the week, taking out photography work, taking out the stuff that I've just got to crack on with, like writing feature articles, it's kind of up and down with stuff that goes on, with family life, with stuff that you have to take care of, things like getting your car serviced or MOT'd, or going down to the post office, or taking time out to, clean your camera bag out, or just update stuff. You know, there's stuff that you can't always plan for that. So I've just got a piece of paper here, which has got like a grid that I've drawn out, or columns, and it's got Monday through to Saturday. And I was thinking, right, the way things are now, which are a little bit different to how they were, say, a month, 2 months ago, because my activities have really pushed forward in certain areas, I've had to reevaluate where my time is spent. So I've got, this is very flexible, because, of course, if I got a commission in, say, or an email over the weekend that says, can you do a job Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever it is, I kind of work things around and see what fits in. I've basically got things marked out where I've got a writing day, which is purely for feature articles. I'm also writing a book. I think I mentioned that to you guys before. A little bit hush-hush. In terms of when it's going to be out, I would like to think it would be out by Christmas, but it might be the other side of Christmas. A lot of it depends on exactly this, you know, what I can fit in and all the rest of it. So there's that. There's I have to pitch to magazines and things. I have to bear in mind I've got to do location research. So I have a writing day, which kind of encompasses all that. Then I have another day, which is purely for the active photographer, like the podcast production. There's stuff that's kind of under wraps at the moment. There's going to be a new section, which is specifically targeting learning. So there's going to be stuff like, can I tell you much about this? Let's say there's going to be stuff for you to access directly from the site. And it'll help you with your photography and your, you know, having fun outdoors and what have you. So that's really exciting. I'm trying to fit all that in. So I need a separate day just to concentrate on the active photographer. I've got a day which is to do with, I've put here lead generation, but it's stuff like social media, meetings, calls. You know, it's a day which is flexible if I have to go into town, but I can fit in a coffee with someone. You know, if you don't make time for this sort of thing, stuff kind of, you can find that you are behind on yourself and you haven't moved things on. So I have a day in the week where really not a lot of work gets done. So I kind of maybe put some time in at the end of the day or maybe the odd hour or so in the middle of the day. I've now set myself a day purely for what I've called web development. So I'm currently also reevaluating and updating my other website, which is essentially, as it stands at the moment, it's kind of a portfolio website, gilesbabbage.co.uk. I'll put a link in the show notes. If you were to look at it right at this moment, it's very much just, oh, here's a load of nice pictures for you to look at. And it really doesn't sell me. It doesn't inform would-be clients properly about what I do. Now, there was a time when when my website was updated and that was the new version, that was kind of the accepted thing. It was kind of cool. It was, you know, clean squares or rectangles with pictures. It's just like click on this and a nice big picture comes up. That's it. But two things have happened. One, the way the industry has moved and the way that people access photographers and check out what they do, that has sort of changed. I can't remember whether I said A or one. The second thing is the nature of my work has evolved. It hasn't changed completely, but as you guys are probably aware, more and more of the writing has come in, more of the speaking, this sort of thing. So my website needs to reflect that. The issue I have now is just the time at this precise moment with all these other deadlines looming and then extra work that I've taken on, which I can do, but it just compromises your time. So it just means you have to be a bit more organized. I've also allowed myself a day, which is what I have loosely termed ideas day. So I have been really, really bad recently at giving myself the time to sit down and read or sit down and listen to podcasts or do research for feature articles or for how to or interesting articles for the active photographer. I'm gonna give myself time to make sure that my posts are well scheduled, which means that you guys get to enjoy all the content regularly streamed through the week or what have you. But just in case, I mean, there are always occasions, as I said before, where you think, great, I've got a day to write or to edit or what have you, and something happens and I get taken out of the office or I have to go and do a last minute job or something where all of a sudden I've lost half a day or the few hours that I was expecting to be able to use for whatever. So I'm giving myself time to read. Now, one of the things that I said I was going to do, and I'm just going to stretch over to a book that I have here. One of the things that I wanted to do was to read a particular book. And I said to myself, do you know what? I'm going to sit down and I'm going to just read it cover to cover. It's not massive. It's, let me see. It's broken up quite a bit. It's quite a fair sized book. It's, what is it, 195 pages, basically. And I was thinking, right, I'm going to sit down, give myself a day, some hours to do this. And you know what? The book that I'm reading or was reading currently is just one of those books where it just, oh my God, it just goes round and round. It's like you're not moving forward. It's kind of a business and sort of development type book. And it's just, oh, it's just so frustrating that I think it was recommended to me. And it is, I'm sure the content, what it's getting at is good. But it's just, oh, it's just really frustrating. So I think what I'm going to do is pick up the audiobook version, and it's maybe one of those which I'll be able to get through it quicker and take it in more if I'm just listening to it on that day where I allow myself to just relax, have a cup of tea, have a drink, whatever, and just take it in. So the book that I've just started reading, and actually ended up just sitting in bed last night reading it, went to sleep a bit too late because it's actually really good. A lot of you may be aware of a guy called Gary Vaynerchuk. Really, really big name in the world of social media and influencing, and he just knows his stuff when it comes to Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, all that sort of knowing how to use these platforms to best reach your target audience. And his most recent book is one called Jab, 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 Right Hook. And the subheading, as it were, is How to Sell Your Story in a Noisy Social World. Now, I will put a link in the show notes so you don't have to try and remember or access, you know, your browser or whatever now as you're listening. Looks really good. But I just couldn't, with the frustration of the other book and the fact that I've been wanting to read this book for a while because it's been sat on my bookshelf, I couldn't wait any longer. So I started reading it last night. But now, this is the thing. This is where I'm at with me and my business. It's moving at quite a pace. I mentioned or wrote about a while back how my profile, and again, it's not a vanity thing. I'm just telling you what I'm experiencing. My profile has elevated over recent months, and I know there are a number of reasons for it. I'm being seen more, I'm putting out more content, I'm sharing more links, I'm you know, just all the things that I should be doing, and as a result I'm getting busier, more and more and more, and so I'm having to be more careful about how my week is structured and what I do, but at the same time, as I say, being careful not to wear myself out. So one of the things that, I want to do is I just want to go back to something that I mentioned, just a few minutes ago. Number of things that are going on. I need to think about with the active photographer, how that's moving on and what have you. All the sort of content that you're used to will still be there. Stuff that I've got to do over the coming weeks is catch up on a few test review features. There's some stuff been going on over the summer so far that you'll be interested in, which is really cool. Got to get that up, partly because it's time for those write-ups to go live, partly because I've got meetings coming up with the various PR and marketing companies and individuals that, you know, I work in conjunction with to take a look at these products. One of the things that I've started doing is sharing more links back to articles which I have written on the Active Photographer. Those of you that follow me on Twitter, that's where I'm really sharing them. You will have probably seen those. And I hope you're enjoying that. Let me know, because I'm very careful that I don't want my Twitter stream to just be an endless stream of links, because that really frustrates me when I see other people do that. And there are certain people that I don't know why I still follow them on Twitter, because every time I see it takes up the whole of my timeline, and it was really frustrating. So I'm trying to just reshare some of those links for those of you that have maybe missed them the first time around, people that have just started following me that may not be aware of some of the stuff that I share. So that's kind of important. I said a while ago that I will be doing some, I've got some speaking work coming up. What I'm going to try to do, and I do try to do this where possible, is I want to try to record my presentation. And it won't be long. It won't be a long one. Basically, the actual presentation itself, I'm part of a number of speakers. We're all doing about 15 minutes or so, and then there will be a kind of a symposium, like a panel. And if I can, I will see if I can record that as well. I can't promise. I'll have to see. So there's that. There's the links, what have you. But one of the things that I'm really wanting to do, it had been my intention by the beginning of September. So as I record this, where are we now? That's a couple of weeks away. It would be my intention to have a new version of the Active Photographer, a new site, go live. Now, for one reason or another, pretty much to do with what I've just been talking about over this past 20-odd minutes, that's realistically not going to be happening. So what I'm doing is rejigging the site as it is to see how I can spiff it up a bit to reflect more of the feedback that I've received recently and what I'm feeling about the site and how I and you want it to move forward. So one of the things that I'm going to be doing this week, as you listen to this, is I'm going to be sharing a very quick questionnaire. And it's going to be one of those kind of SurveyMonkey type ones, which literally all you've got to do is spend, I don't know, less than a minute just doing multi-choice, kind of clicking, just to give me a bit of background about you as a listener and as a follower. So I don't need absolute specifics. I don't need addresses. I don't need all that sort of thing. But it'll be things like, you know, to give me an idea of whether you're male or female, or if you prefer not to say, that's an option that, you know, we give these days. What is your favorite content on the site, whether you're a podcast listener? And hey, if you're listening to this, I'm assuming you are. There's new sections that I'm going to be bringing out on the site, which I want to find out whether those would be of interest to you. Some of you, it will be of great interest, and some of you will be like, yeah, maybe, you know, I'll take a look at it. That's fine. I may well have a section in there where if you want to add some suggestions or something, what you'd like to see more of, then I'll give you the option to do that. But I just don't want it to be a long, waffly thing. It'll only be about 10 questions, so it's not like it's, you know, really, really in-depth, but it will give me enough information that I can just tie up loose ends. That is pretty much where I'm at the moment. What else can I tell you? Let me just have a look at the website as it stands at the moment. Just a reminder, anytime you've got any feedback, you can always just let me know. You know, it's a very open, as you know, very open approach that I take. The Q&A 500 little articles that I do have been popular. People are liking those. The premise being, if you don't know, that people often ask me about, you know, what I do. And so what I say is, if you've got a question about photography or writing, the outdoors, being freelance, business activities, anything like that, just ask me and I'll give you a no-waffle 500-word answer. It's as simple as that. Because a lot of these things, the temptation is to waffle on and it just kind of gets too bogged down in too much information. If you're on Twitter, just ask the question and put a hashtag of QA500, 500 being the number, 500. And send it to me at Giles Babbage, and I will see it, and I can put that in the on the list, and I will address it. Like I say, it's doing well. People are liking it, and there's some other stuff sort of coming up around that sort of thing as well. It's all all just a matter of time, isn't it? Always. So, that's kind of where I'm at, as I say. One of the things in the next, few weeks, I'm desperately wanting to get out into the woods so that I can just sit down and just do some writing, do some thinking, get some thoughts together ahead of certain things that are coming up. And every time that I do that, most likely the woods, it might be out into the hills, it might be down by the water or something, just to give myself a bit of a breather. But every time I do that, as you know, I do do my best to record some audio to share with you. So hopefully that might be coming up before too long with a very, a more specific, topic to what I have to say. So there we go. Busy times. Keep in touch. Anything you've got to ask me, any comments, anything like that, it's all good. I always welcome all that sort of stuff. And that's another thing I've got to do, is a workshop coming up in over these next few weeks. So again, all the workshop stuff, there's new stuff coming that way. I think I alluded to learning before. If that's something that you're interested in, and you're if you want the kind of a one-to-one in-person thing and you're pretty local to me, let me know, because that's something that I've always done, that sort of thing, and I'm always happy to do more. For those of you that can't do that, watch this space, as they say, because there's going to be stuff coming through the website to do with that. So there we go. Look at my many pieces of paper and all of my lists. There's nothing really more to say at the moment. There we go. I hope that's been of interest. It's just brought you up to date a little bit in these crazy times. So for now, I will leave it there. Be sure to keep an eye out for those updates as I roll them out over the coming weeks. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.